Welcome to the Inside Look at Legal podcast, a podcast by lawyers and experienced litigators, bringing you an inside look at today's legal practices. Hosted by Keith Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more about the firm at www.arkattorneys.com. And now, let's begin today's Inside Look at Legal.
Welcome to this week's Inside Look at Legal. I'm your host, Sean Keith, and today I have the distinct pleasure of hosting the managing partner of our firm, Keith Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack, Drew Miller. Good afternoon, Drew.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming in. I know we've got big news, which has a lot to do with my other guest, and that's A.J. Anglin, who is the newest member of our law firm, an old friend of mine, and a guy who's been practicing law for, gosh, A.J., almost how long? You graduated law school in 1995, so it's been a long time. No, 93, right?
About 25 years.
25 years, and we're so glad to have you.
Well, I'm happy to be part of the team. I'm excited about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, when Drew said we had the opportunity to add you to our law firm, you know, you and I go way back, and you've done so much since law school. I was real excited that you were going to come on. And in particular, Drew, I was excited that you had found AJ to head up what's kind of our big announcement, and that is the Siloam Springs office.
Yeah, we've been, you know, we're always looking for opportunities to expand and to try to bring the practice of law to the state of Arkansas, particularly. Siloam Springs has always been an interest in ours for a lot of historical reasons, but Siloam Springs has changed tremendously in the last 10 years with regard to growth and with regard to the vibrance the city has. And so when it became a possibility that was in line with what we wanted to do, and AJ's name coming up and being essentially, in my mind, born and raised in Siloam Springs,
right,
having a lot of contacts that would make it a pretty easy fit.
Right. I think the work that the Chamber of Commerce has done over the last several years and the city leaders in Siloam is really reflected in the fact that this is a bustling and growing community, kind of like the rest of Northwest Arkansas, in a place where we thought an office would work out. Why, Drew, did you think that AJ would be such a great fit? I know that AJ went to John Brown University in Siloam, but what was it about his work? He came from the prosecutor's office. You've known him a long time. What was it about AJ that you thought would fit so well?
Well, not necessarily the important thing being the contacts he had. He was a police officer in Siloam Springs. You know, his family's made Siloam Springs his home. So there are a tremendous amount of contacts that AJ has and potentially brings to us to help facilitate particularly immediate growth. But I think I've known AJ for a long time too, and I've always, I think, been impressed with regard to his character, his work ethic, and his diligence with regard to practicing law. So when those two things lined up, I thought it was a pretty good fit for our law firm, and I think our law firm is a pretty good fit for AJ.
AJ, you've experienced being in our law firm now for about a month. You've kind of gotten your feet on the ground and underneath you, but you're heading up our Siloam Springs office. You are the point of the spear for us over in Western Benton County. You know, we have a Fayetteville office with three lawyers there, and you're going to be the first lawyer in Siloam. What excites you the most about heading up our office in Siloam Springs?
Well, first of all, it's that I get to actually work in my hometown. For 15 years now, I've been commuting over to Bentonville, and I didn't mind the drive, but I just didn't get to spend time in Siloam. I didn't get to go to lunch with my friends or join Kiwanis or Rotary. I just couldn't do that because I was in Bentonville. So it'll allow me to kind of reconnect with Siloam. My parents live in Siloam. They're getting older now, and my kids are in school there. And so instead of being in Bentonville during the day, the more I can get back into Siloam, spend time with my friends, be closer to the family. It was just an advantage that I wanted to take, or something I want to take advantage of, just to be close to my hometown.
And you've lived in Siloam for now continuously for about 20 years, is that right?
And I guess it would be about 32 years. I was gone for a little bit in law school and a couple of years after law school. But about 32 years, and you know, Siloam is my dad's hometown. I mean, he was born there. He went to JBU, and Siloam is just was part of my life because I would come and visit every summer. I was born in Arkansas, but we moved away when I was young. But I visited every summer for about 2 weeks and spent time with my cousins, my uncle, and grandparents. And so I remember what Siloam looked back in the 70s and 80s. Even though I didn't live there, I experienced what Siloam was when it was a much smaller town.
Well, let me ask you that. You know, our firm is got, I think you're the 14th member of our law firm, and so we've got a number of lawyers in Rogers and Fayetteville and now Siloam. What kind of changes have you seen that you feel like, you know, this is a place that needs the services of a law firm that does a number of different practices, from family law to car wrecks to criminal? What changes have you seen in Siloam?
Well, Siloam has grown so much over the last decade, but I don't think that the attorney growth has been there. I think that we're about at the same attorney number that we were when we were probably 10,000, 12,000, and now we're probably closer to 20,000, and we just haven't grown in terms of the number of attorneys. I mean, there's a lot of things that have grown. I mean, there's a lot of new restaurants and those kind of things, I think.
We saw one of those. You probably don't know this because you weren't with us, but our Christmas party we spent in Siloam downtown at a just incredible restaurant. 28 Springs. I tell you what, I'd never been there. Place was fabulous. I was looking at Siloam when Drew threw this idea out. I just went over there for breakfast one morning. I had breakfast at a place right there on downtown, too. I can't remember the name of it. Do you know the name of it offhand?
Well, it could have been Cafe on Broadway or maybe Poor John's, one of those two.
Cafe on Broadway, and it was just wonderful. But boy, I mean, the different things that Siloam now offers people, from restaurants to you know, just all kinds of different things. It's a different place than it was 10, 20 years ago.
And I think that's one thing that has changed, is I feel like in the past, people from outside Siloam who lived in maybe Rogers or Springdale or Bentonville, I don't think they ever came to Siloam. I think they just drove through it when they were going to Tulsa. I think the difference is that now you actually have people who will drive over just to eat at a particular restaurant in Siloam or maybe go to the Christmas parade. But I feel like Siloam now is drawing people from other communities coming down to downtown, and they're not just driving through the bypass anymore.
AJ, you're aware of our law firm that has a, you know, different sections, different departments within it. You know, we have a family law or domestic relations section. We have a criminal section. We have an injury section. We have a car wreck division. We have a state planning division, wills and trust, and a tax lawyer in our firm. We have a multitude of different areas of practice. And so how do you see your role as the head of the Siloam Springs office? Is there a particular area that you want to practice in, or are you trying to make sure that people get to the whatever needs that they have?
Well, my general expertise will be in criminal defense and juvenile related cases, school expulsions for kids or school suspensions, anything juvenile related, that's definitely my expertise in general defense. However, if someone will come in or give me a call, I can definitely get them directed to the people in our office who are experts on estate planning, or if someone needs assistance on a family matter or child support issues, I can immediately direct them to the right person. And so even though I may not handle estate planning myself, anybody can walk in that door, and I can immediately hook them up with the right person in our office. And the benefit is that in our particular office, we have several people that are expertise in all these separate areas. And so when you come in the door, you will get someone who is not just writing their first will or trust. I'll be getting to you someone who that's what they've been doing for years and years and years. So if you'll come in our doors, I'll get you to the person. And if you know me, then when I say, hey, I got a person that can do this right, you'll be getting the satisfaction that I'm putting my name out there saying this person in the law firm knows what they're right. doing. And so I right. want anybody to walk in the door. I don't want you to come in just to see me for a criminal defense. Right. I want you to come in that door, and I'll get you to the right person.
Okay. Drew, 23 years ago, you and I were opening those doors in our first office in Rogers. And it wasn't too long after that that, you started going over to Siloam on a regular basis, which I think makes this just so natural that we've had such a long history in Siloam. But would you share just a little bit of our firm's history in Siloam?
So one of the first contract jobs I had was being the city prosecuting attorney for Siloam Springs, and that was in 1990, end of 1997. And so I had known Judge Thomas, who's over in Siloam, prior to that, but obviously our relationship became much closer as we got to know each other, as well as the people, the administration, and the police department, who I thought at the time, and don't have enough knowledge now, but thought at the time that they were the best police department around. I mean, right. the people that were involved in that department were incredible. Eventually, I met AJ because he became involved in that department, not really knowing or having a relationship with him like you did because of law school. I mean, my relationship began when he was a patrol officer in Siloam Springs. So our firm handled that contract for quite a while. And we've always, I mean, again, like you say, it's always been a good place in my heart over there. And I just been blown away with regard to the growth and the stir. I mean, there's a real stir over in Siloam. They're trying to do the things that they need to grow correctly. I think they have a unique situation where they kind of have it's a nice size city now, and people are moving into that city based on economic reasons and now based on the things that Siloam Springs has to provide, where right. that wasn't a consideration 10, 15 right. years ago. So right. it's pretty exciting.
Well, I think it is, and of course, it grew not only from the police force and the city administration, but just to the people. And we have several clients from Western Bend County, from Siloam Springs, and that made this decision even easier, the fact that we already have a lot of clients from that area, and it'll make it more convenient on them. Well, I want to kind of end this, Drew, and I appreciate you coming in. I know you have a tight schedule today. What's our open date in Siloam? Speaking of walking in the doors that AJ mentioned, what's the day people can actually walk in our doors?
You can come see AJ at Keith Miller, Butler, Snyder, and Pollock on February 4th.
That's terrific.
Almost not too long, a week from this Monday.
Okay, February 4th, and that we'll probably have this podcast come out the weekend that we open. So we hope to see people. We'll eventually get with the chamber. We'll have a ribbon cutting. We'll do all the things that, you know, to make Siloam, you know, again, our home place and another viable place that we can offer our services to the people of Benton County and to all of Northwest Arkansas, which we've been trying to do, Drew, for now 23 years. So, AJ, welcome. Thank you for coming. Drew, thank you for joining us. And, AJ, I look forward to doing talking to you more about who you are and your background in future podcasts.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate the opportunity that you both have given me.
You've been listening to Inside Look at Legal with your hosts, Keith Miller, Butler, Schneider, and Pollack. Learn more at www.arkattorneys.com.